One more coming for Colby King, and that is good. Nolan Winter with a career high day. 20 points for him this afternoon. Tanjay inbounding against pressure to Max Klesmann. Trying to trap him, and he will take the timeout with 29 and a half seconds remaining. 80-73, Wisconsin leading Butler. Badgers had three timeouts, so they burned one of them. Two remain. Badmata has one available. We'll keep it here with 29 and a half seconds to play. 80-73, Wisconsin. By the way, that high for Nolan Winter topped his previous high, which was Tuesday night at Illinois.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice turnaround.
Had a pretty good week.
Yeah. Yeah, when you can almost double it up, do a double-double in a night, no matter what, especially in the Big Ten, it's pretty impressive. But just overall, Wisconsin really well spread out. You got four guys in double digits. You got two other guys close with Blackwell and Gilmore almost in the double. So when you got a team scoring like that and playing defense like they are, rebounding like they are, I mean, 30 rebounds. I mean, they didn't give up the glass. Just all the things that we were talking about. They did all the little things today.
Yeah, they are. Just three turnovers. Now, Butler is not a team that turns you over a lot. That's not a big part of how it plays, but still, three turnovers. That's
impressive.
That's really good.
Yeah, you didn't kill yourself tonight.
And we'll try to keep it that way as Butler will continue to put on the full court press. Badgers up seven, 29.5 seconds remaining. Klesmann looking. And the long pass for Nolan Winter, and he made the catch, and right in front of the Wisconsin bench, a timeout taken, which was good because Winter had momentum that was going to take him out of bounds. Thad Mata might want to, he's asking for a review there. I think Winter had his feet in bounds there on the catch. 28.3 seconds to play, 80-73 Wisconsin, but the officials now over at the scores table, and they're going to take a peek there at the monitor, I believe.
That looked like a great football catch. I mean, over the shoulder, 2 feet down, kind of drug the toes as he came through. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're saying he's out of bounds.
Yeah, no, that's what Thad Mata was campaigning for. It looked like both feet were in bounds there. Kind of tough to get a little better angle.
Can't tell. Looks like he's in, though.
Yeah, I think he's in.
We'll go with these.
Yep, it will be Wisconsin ball. So Nolan Winter, wide receiver, keeping the puppies in bounds there on the catch. So no doubt he'll be bragging that up on the flight back to Madison. Like 20 points, forget that. How about my catch?
He's going to try out tight end now, right? Just keep those toes in there. I don't think he's big enough for tight end.
That long, lanky, wide receiver.
Yeah.
Just throw it up.
That'd be something to watch.
Fade route extravaganza. Tanjay, sideline left, inbounds to Blackwell. He gets fouled right away. He'll go to the free throw line. Badgers in the bonus with 27.2 seconds to play. Landon Moore with his fourth foul. Team's eighth. Pierre Brooks will come in for Moore. 27.2 seconds remaining. 80-73, Wisconsin leading Butler. Blackwell with 8 points today, his first free throw attempt this afternoon. Wisconsin 22 out of 23 at the foul line. Front end of the 1-1 is good.
Sometimes people grumble when they start to see these fouls, late game clock situations. What they're not understanding is that they're doing these to help their team prepare for those close situations which they're going to need these skills.
Yep, no doubt. And Blackwell hits both free throws, so another Badger in double figures. Gilmore in for Winter, 82-73 Wisconsin with 27 seconds remaining. Colby King letting it roll, now picks it up at half court. McGee defending. King now driving right lane line to the cup and throws it up. No good. And the rebound to Kamari McGee. That was a good job of shot altering there by John Tanjay inside. And now McGee gets fouled by Bizjack with 14.4 seconds to play. And the Badgers on the verge of an exhale, ready to snap this losing streak and have a happy flight home.
Really well done. Perfectly executed game by Wisconsin. very low on the turnover game. Patience on the offensive end and focus on your bigs. Steven Crowell and Winner tonight to come out with 18 and 20. And that's a big production out of your big boys.
Well, it sure is. First free throw is good for Kamari McGee. 6 points for McGee this afternoon. 83-73, Wisconsin with 14.4 seconds to play. One more for Kamari. On the way and around the rim and out it goes. Colby King, the rebound. Down to 12 seconds to play. 10-point lead, Wisconsin. King driving and a bump, and McGee is called for the block, and that'll wrap it up for Kamari McGee. Trying to get that charge. As we said, that's very hard to get in today's basketball. He picks up the foul. He DQs with 8.9 seconds remaining. 6 points today for Kamari McGee, and Jack Janicki will come in for him. So Colby King at the foul line.
Even though statistically, you know, we got a guy that with 6 points and three rebounds, it's the assists, it's the spacing, it's the defense that people don't see. He's grabbing really crucial rebounds. One of those guys that grinds.
First free throw is good for King. He has 10 points today. Second one coming up on the way, and that's off the rim and out. No good. Tanjay the rebound. He can dribble out the clock. Down to 4 seconds to play, and the Badgers will get the win here in Indianapolis. It's over at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The Badgers never trailed, scored the first 9 points of the game. Butler had run after run, but the Badgers had answer after answer, and it's a happy flight home for Greg Gard's team as Wisconsin wins by nine.
Absolutely. Great relief when you can snap those four-game kind of skids, and just a beautiful job executing by Wisconsin tonight.
Final score, Wisconsin 83, Butler 74. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in 2 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
To you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Badgers never trailed here today. The teams were briefly tied at 14. Butler had some runs in them, though. But Wisconsin had answers en route to an 83-74 win. Nolan Winter with 20 points and 8 rebounds leading the way. Steven Crowell, 18 points and 6 rebounds. They're 2 of 5 in double figures. All the starters in double digits today. John Tanjay ends up with 11. Max Klesmet, likewise. John Blackwell with 10. Carter Gilmore with 7. Kamari McGee with 6 points. He had 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and no turnovers. Pierre Brooks had 23 to pace Butler. Patrick McCaffrey with 16. Colby King ends up with 10. Jamil Telfort with 8. 7 for Finley Bizjack. 6 for Andre Screen. And 4 points for Landon Moore. And Charlie Wills just 3 turnovers for the Badgers here today, and 25 out of 27 at the free throw line. That's pretty good.
That's exceptional. Yeah, all the stats that you're reading off, it makes me think of the efficiencies that they needed that they didn't have in the Michigan game, they didn't have in the Marquette game, they didn't have at Illinois. So, you know, there's a lot of grumbling when you start to lose and have streaks, but people don't really realize how close you are to getting those wins. And when you make those small adjustments, it looks like you can dominate a basketball game. And they did that in a lot of different ways. They didn't shoot really well from the three-point arc, but they dominated the paint. When you get Nolan Winter and Steven Crowell to have 38 out of your 83 points in the paint, I mean, that's just going to make your night. And then you got 25 more of those from the free throw line. That's 75% of your shooting or your scoring tonight from those key areas.
Yeah, it is. Butler's very good at forcing non-rim twos, but the Badgers got to the rim early and often.
Really early.
Badgers a winner here this afternoon, 83-74. Stay with us. Much more to come. This is our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show, and we'll return in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Local Bowl Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers snap what was a three-game losing skid with a victory over the Butler Bulldogs out of the Big East Conference today, 83-74. Wisconsin scored the first 9 points, and the Badgers wasted no time getting Steven Crowell involved. We mentioned it's been a storyline, it's been a struggle for Stevie. It was a tough night the other night with the no rebounds. The point production has been down. So what do? Particularly with a senior like Big Stevie, who can take the criticism and learn from it. They feed him the ball in the first possession, and he was able to finish inside, and he was off and running, making the most of his minutes. He ends up playing 17 minutes and change, and very productive minutes they were, 18 points and 6 rebounds. The ability to get the bigs to the rim. We mentioned it's the way basketball is now on the Badgers staff. They've talked about it. Threes, shots at the rim, and get to the free throw line. Butler, like a lot of teams, wants you to take tough twos, but the Badgers were able to get the ball into the lane. 40 paint points here for Wisconsin this afternoon. We mentioned Crowell's productivity. Nolan Winter with 20 points. Now, Stevie was 2 out of 3 from the three-point line. Nolan hit one from distance as well, but they were getting right to the cup on many occasions here in this game today on a day where Wisconsin was just 6 of 25 from the three-point line. But they got shots at the rim, and they got a lot of strokes at the foul line, making their first 22 en route to a 25 of 27 performance at the foul line. So one of the second best free throw shooting team by percentage in the country, maybe slipping past UC Irvine again after today's performance as Wisconsin defeats the Butler Bulldogs 83-74. Badgers never trailed. We mentioned they jumped out to that 9-0 lead, and then it was tight late in the first half. Badgers went on a 10-point run and led by 14. That was their longest lead of the day at 47-43. Butler had some runs in them in the second half, but not enough to get over the top as the Badgers get win number 9 this season. And for Greg Gard, coaching victory number 195. Your final score, Wisconsin 83, Butler 74. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for 1 day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Don Rosen in the morning. He's got local news for you, updates on the weather every few minutes, and now Paul Harvey with the rest of the story at 7:25 every weekday morning. Don Rosen also features the timeless hits with our local news, weather, sports, and more. Every morning, 6 until 9 o'clock, start your day and hear conversations from your friends, neighbors, people you know. It's all right here on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues from Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, where Wisconsin defeats Butler this afternoon, 83-74. Let's take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Big Ten teams involved today. The first game here in Indy went to Texas A&M as the Aggies held off the Purdue Boilermakers 70-66. Penn State wins big over Coppin State 99-51. Auburn all over Ohio State today 91-53. UCLA slipped past Arizona 57-54. Mick Cronin has himself a pretty good team. They are ranked, and Arizona is still. Yeah, Badgers kind of, they knocked them off the tracks in that game in Madison as the Wildcats now fall to 4-5. UCLA, meanwhile, is 9-1. Big one later today, actually coming up fairly shortly in Champaign, as the Illinois Fighting Illini hosting top-ranked Tennessee, a rather highly anticipated game. Other games in the top 25, number 9, Florida, leading Arizona State 73-47, about 8 minutes remaining in that game. Number 19, Ole Miss leads Southern Miss 47-28. That is early in the second half. A good one in Clemson, where the 16th-ranked Clemson Tigers fall to Memphis in overtime, 87-82. In the cross-down shootout in Cincinnati, it was the Bearcats defeating Xavier 68-65, and number 10 Kansas over North Carolina State 75-60. Just getting underway in Lexington, you got number 5 Kentucky against Louisville, and later on you got number 25 Mississippi State against McNeese, and in a bit more than an hour you've got Marquette, number 6, taking on the Dayton Flyers down at UD Arena. Also later tonight, Gonzaga and UConn. That is in New York. Oklahoma, ranked 13th, will host Oklahoma State. And Alabama tonight gets the home floor against Creighton. And that is your Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Badgers a winner here in Indy over Butler, 83-74. Our post-game coverage will continue right after this. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Wisconsin takes down Butler this afternoon, 83-74. The Badgers will have a little chance to exhale before their next game, which is a week from tomorrow at the Kohl Center against Mark Montgomery's Detroit Mercy Titans. Of course, Coach Montgomery, the former Michigan State Spartan guard, and a couple of stints on Tom Izzo's staff as an assistant coach. He at one point was the head coach at Northern Illinois, now again gets a chance to run his own program with Detroit Mercy. That's a 1 o'clock tip a week from tomorrow. Our coverage will start at high noon. And then after that is the break, and a long one. After this game a week from tomorrow against Detroit Mercy, the Badgers will not be back in action until January 3rd when they get back into Big Ten play for the duration of the regular season, taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes. And then 3 days later, it's on the road to Piscataway to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. By the way, Rutgers and Seton Hall are tied at 63 in the closing seconds of regulation. Wisconsin wins it here today, 83-74. The Badgers end up shooting about 45% for the field, 26 out of 58, 6 of 25 from the three-point line, 25 of 27 from the free throw line. The Bulldogs for the game, 43%, 22 of 51, 8 of 25 from deep, 22 of 32 from the foul line. Rebounds were even at 32, both teams with 5 offensive rebounds. In the game, Butler ends up with 12 assists to just 6 turnovers. Wisconsin, 19 assists, 26 buckets, 19 assists, and 3 turnovers in the game. The paint points were 40-24. In favor of Wisconsin. Points off turnovers, Badgers the edge there at 10-5. Second chance points, 11-10 in favor of Wisconsin's. Fast break points edge to Butler at 12-5, and the bench points edge to Butler at 14-13. But the Badgers with 5 in double figures, all 5 starters hitting double figures, with Nolan Winter leading the way with 20 points and 8 rebounds, and right behind him, Stephen Crow, 18 points and 6 boards here today. Wisconsin 83, Butler 74. Back to wrap things up in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Badgers improved to 9-3 with an 83-74 win against the Butler Bulldogs here this afternoon. Got a little technical issue, it looks like. Charlie Wills was heading down to interview Greg Art. See, it happens after wins, too, not just after losses. So it looks like we will not have comments from the head coach, which is a shame because he's got some good stuff to talk about here tonight, but so it goes in the biz sometimes. The best news, the Badgers get the win here this afternoon. Your final score, Wisconsin 83, Butler 74. That'll do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay. Hoping you'll join us a week from tomorrow when the Badgers take on the Detroit Mercy Titans. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Oh, beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Teeny Bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hanging on. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves.
Curbside pickup available and the lowest prices for over 30 years only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away. Talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor
down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. There's mounting frustration over the growing number of mysterious drone sightings in several states. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith has contacted Homeland Security and is pushing a bill that would allow local authorities to take action.
Why can't we bag at least one of these drones and get to the bottom of it? Why can't we even track them? I asked Secretary Mayorkas at a briefing.